apologize that we did not do catering, but we have arranged a snack for Honorable Stolle. There's some scones at the back, there's coffee, and then there's water. Because we are hoping that the meeting will not finish beyond one, I had hoped. We've got just one item, and I'm hoping that at least we had managed to look at it during the time that we couldn't. We were supposed to adopt a report last week on Thursday, but we understood as well that most people were traveling on that day because it was a long weekend. So when we realized that we were not all there, we then postponed that meeting to today. In terms of apologies, I know we've got one from Honorable Mabe, who had said he's going to see a doctor, and he might join us late. Honorable Manana also has an apology. I'm not sure about Honorable Shalembe. And apparently Honorable Shonyane is getting married this weekend. So he is not around. He is preparing. Yeah. But colleagues, we've been in the process of interacting with the department and also interacting with the entities for a week, so that we are able to have a report. So this report is basically the outcome of those discussions that we've had with our entities and the department in preparation for the budget vote of next week, which is on the 10th, on Thursday, at 4 o'clock in the old assembly. So the purpose of this meeting is simply just to adopt the report. I just want to check first if people manage to look through it. If not, you want me to go through it page by page? Can I get an indicator? Yes, or not?
Thanks, Chair. I think for me the critical part of the report is the recommendations. So if we could just move towards that, because I think doing it page by page will be a futile exercise, since we are all familiar with the report.
Can I get a second of that proposal? That we go straight to the recommendations? Thanks, Honorable Stolle. That takes us then to page 37 of the report. Where the recommendation starts, I'm going to read them. The committee, having been briefed by the department and its entities on its strategic plans, annual performance plans and budget, provincial business plans and the metropolitan municipalities, provided the following recommendations. Recommendation 1, ensure that indicators between the national and provincial department are customized. This is critical because it has implication on the overall performance by the national department. Niavo, you remember this proposal. Thank you. Recommendation 2, framing of targets by the department should be clear and concise to ensure that there is accountability. The department must review processes on the APP to reflect smart principles of planning. Agreed? This was particularly, if I remember very well, we discussed this, and I remember Honorable Solimala raising this thing when we were dealing with CISOS in particular. Agreed? The third proposal, improve the IT system. Can you please not do improve twice? We understand improve must be improved on this proposal. Improve the IT system or improved, what is that? Yeah. Can you correct the English there? Yeah. I am at 3, recommendation. Improve the IT system because AXA identified this as a continuous challenge that could result in lack of security. If you can just correct that English, please. Okay. We talked about the IT system to be improved because it will pose a challenge even on the security of both the entities and the department. Remember that? So if you can just put it correctly. Are we happy with that proposal, recommendation, colleagues? Okay. We correct it. Okay. Recommendation number four. Ensure frequent interaction between the department and the AG's office to improve an understanding of auditing processes. Top management must ensure that common understanding of auditing processes is understood by the department employees. You remember that discussion where we were arguing that sometimes we feel that the department doesn't, when we're having a meeting with the AG, where we felt that the department sometimes that doesn't seem to understand some of the proposals that are coming from the AG's office. And therefore, probably that's just probably a smooth, nice English there, because I think it's the way it has been put is not capturing it nicely. But otherwise, we understand it because we discuss it. But you ensure that the department has measures of, where am I now? Ensure frequent interaction between the department and AG's office to improve an understanding of auditing processes. We're not saying they don't understand. The way you have put it is like now you are saying they don't even know anything. I don't know. Honorable Manas.
Thanks, Chair. I think part of that discussion was about having synergy about auditing process, because the AG felt that, you know, there's a particular of doing it, the department was hell-bent that, you know, they've got their own auditing approach, and talking about reconciling the two so that there's this, we don't have a situation where saying our method is the right one and their method is the right one, so that there's synergy.
Yes, you remember? So more the keyword there is more synergy than anything else. There's that synergy. Because the way it's put now, it's like you are saying the department doesn't know anything about auditing processes. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't. It gives a very negative. Are you understanding what you're saying? Okay. Can I move? Sabelo, can I move? Ensure that the department has measurable indicators and targets. This means that indicators are well-defined, verifiable, specific, measurable, and time-bound. How is this recommendation differ from the first one? Just so that we don't repeat ourselves. I'm just trying to go back. The second one, framing of targets by department should be clear and concise to ensure that there is accountability. The department must review processes on the APP to reflect smart principles of planning. So recommendation number two, how does it differ from this recommendation that I'm reading now? Recommendation number five, number four. Where am I? Colleagues, is it not the same thing? Yes, Honorable Formalan?
I think it is the same to the extent that if we just increase on that point number two to put in somewhere measurable, so that it looks like framing of targets by the department should be clear, comma, concise, and measurable to ensure that it covers the whole other.
So can you collapse target number two and number five into one? You understand what you're saying? Two and five must collapse into one. All right. Improve planning between the spheres of government. Ensure resource optimization in management to improve intergovernmental planning. Furthermore, provincial departments, municipalities, and entities should reflect on the national development plan in their planning. Happy? Yes, Honorable Stoller?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, when I was reading this recommendation, it seems they are the same like the first one, the first recommendation.
The first one was saying ensure that indicators between the national and provincial department are customized. There was the indicators. This is critical because it has implication on the overall performance. That's one. This one talks about the planning process. That is when national department plan, it must plan in together with both the municipalities and the provinces, so that you are able to know that you don't duplicate the planning. But the one was talking about the indicators. Are we happy with that? Okay. Can I pass? All right, thank you. Improve visibility of entities in both rural and urban settings. These were your serious questions about some of the entities that you don't see in the rural areas. You spoke about them being more visible. Ensure monitoring and reporting on set asides related to procurement awards to women, youth, military, veterans, and persons with disabilities. Happy? Fast track the drafting of legislation that would result in the radical transformation of the human settlement sector. That would include the Property Practitioners Bill, Housing Consumers Protection Measures Amendment Bill, and Home Loans and Mortgage Disclosures Amendment Bill. The only thing about that sentence, the way it is structured is like those are the only legislations that would deal with transformation. Yet, the whole purpose is that you fast track the drafting of legislations that deals with that kind of transformation. For example, these ones, but there's more that need to be done by the department. But this, the way you put it, it's like these are the only ones. So probably look at how you restructure the English. That's the only thing. Otherwise, we agree with you, but it's just how it is. Honorable Soli, are you with me there?
Yes, I mean, it's just in the wording. So it could be including but not limited to these ones, and then it covers those that are not included.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. Fast track the consolidation of development finance institutions. The consolidation in implementation strategy must ensure empowerment of the previously disadvantaged. Gentlemen and a lady, when you don't look at me, it means you are competent. I'm looking at my right, you see, I've got gentlemen and a lady. The right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fast track, with regards to NHFC, there must be conscious attempt to empower previously disadvantaged students through the provision of student accommodation. What is this, Gang? What's this? Can I call it? Let's do it again. I mean, NHFC must consciously attempt to empower previously disadvantaged students through the provision of student accommodation. What is that? What is that? NHFC.
I mean, as I understand it, I think there was a conflation of the issues here because And we've been talking about student accommodation and the need for student accommodation rather than direct assistance to students. So probably is in the, as I tried to understand it and, you know, remembering what the discussion of was about, it was actually the assistance in terms of funding availability for student accommodation, not necessarily like funding directly students to benefit from accommodation.
The sentence as it is like you are helping students and empowering them with accommodation. It's wrong, totally. I don't know if you understand what you mean. The way it is structured, it's about NHFC empowering students, as in students, to get accommodation. It doesn't talk about NHFC together with Human Settlement, for that matter, because it's not going to be only them empowering, making sure that there is student accommodation. But the way it is structured is about you are empowering students to actually be the ones that deal with issues of student accommodation. That's the way it's put. I don't know if you understand. I think for them again. With regards to NHFC, there must be conscious attempt to empower previously disadvantaged students through the provision of students' accommodation. And I think Honorable Soli has tried to capture it, but also the whole point is that it is not only about, yes, the discussion came through to the NHFC as well, but remember the issue of student accommodation is not NHFC only. It's the entire sector dealing with that. Yes, Honorable Formas.
Though I was not party to the deliberations, through our deliberation, it would then have to sound like with regards to NHFC, or NHFC should collaborate with other institutions for the provisions of student accommodation, something in that direction.
Yeah, I understand. Because as it is now, you are making it as if only NHFC is responsible for student accommodation. Yet you've got SHRA that also deals with student accommodation, the department itself, and we are also collaborating with higher education. So it's not necessarily an NHFC thing alone. That's what I'm trying to understand. You understand? Yes, Honorable Bach.
I want to agree with you and take members to page 8 of this report, where there's reference to what you are raising. I think it's the last paragraph before the bullet point, where in collaboration with Department of Higher Education and Training, then it talks about initiatives that seek to provide students accommodation, but as an objective that the department is looking at,
yeah.
Not only a specific
entity. Are you happy with this? You see what the same report that we deliver on page 8, it talks a little about collaboration of higher education and well. So now, when you have that recommendation, that recommendation is killing the discussion in the report itself, because it says leave now, it's only NHFC responsibility. Are we happy? I hope so. The next recommendation, ensure the provision of bulk infrastructure to fast track the provision of housing. Next recommendation, ensure promptness in planning and financial approvals to ensure that projects are not blocked. Next one, if I give a minute to the gentleman and then the lady, I look at her with one eye and see that we can progress. That should have planned more social housing for the Free State province. Did we say that? Did we really say that? Because we said Shra must plan more social housing. You could have even say probably maybe in particular Free State, but it's not only about Free State. We were talking about Shra making more sure that there's more social housing in the country. Free State? I turned. Yes, Honorable Sud.
Thanks, Chair. On the same sentiment, in fact, it was even just not limited to planning, because if I remember very well, there was a lot of unhappiness from the committee about the actual lack of delivery on social housing unit in provinces like Limpopo and the Eastern Cape. So it was part of that discussion, and I see there's a bullet point there about ensure that there are SHRA has projects in other provinces. It was more about, you know, accelerating its performance, because there was no delivery in at least three provinces on social housing unit, and we're saying we're getting into the last year of the MTSF period with zero deliverables on this project.
I remember Honorable Khurai was even saying, I see zero zeros, and I don't like these zeros, if I remember very well. But number two, we were even saying there seems to be a skew approach, because in other provinces, in the pipeline, you have Gauteng having 47 pipeline projects, when you have other provinces with zero pipeline. So it was never about Free State. It was about us making sure that there is enough social housing in the country. Honorable Bach.
Chair, sorry, Ngobaleka Pambi, but I suggest that probably the Free State bullet point and ensure that the last one, which talks about Gauteng province, should be collapsed into one.
Yes.
And kind of emphasize the fact that SHRA should have projects across provinces and not concentrate only in Gauteng. So I'm suggesting that the two be merged into one.
Into one. Can we agree? Yes, Ivan. Okay. We're hoping that at least...
All right.
So those bullet points must be then collapsed into one. But the next one that says you fast-track the approval of restructuring zones for social housing, it can still stand alone. But we're talking about the two. That talks about Gauteng and Free State. Okay, but then fast-track the approval of restructuring zones for social housing. That one is fine. Ensure that RALF improves visibility in rural areas. In addition, the department should ensure that the highly indebted population is considered by RALF. That discussion, Honorable Bach, I remember you very well in this debate. But I'm trying to think, there's a bullet point that talks about this, isn't it? Improve visibility of entities in both rural and urban settings. There's a bullet point in page 38 that talks about improved visibility of entities in both rural and urban settings. And then this one is lifting up RALF as an entity to say, ensure that RALF improves visibility in rural areas. In addition, the department should ensure that the highly indebted population is considered by RALF. Are we happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
We're comfortable. Okay. Ensure prompt land identification and acquisition for human settlements. By who? By who? Ensure prompt land identification and acquisition for human settlements.
By
yeah, by HDA.
Yeah.
Ensure that the HDA assists the department with the implementation of mining town programs. Probably then, well, if you decide that then you want to lift up the HDA, please can you then add that sentence and say mining town programs and catalytic projects? I say please. If members agree, because we remember we were even told that there's 48 catalytic projects and they are in the process of trying to identify two more to make it 50. And so let's rather lift that issue of catalytic projects then. Happy? And show that inspectors from NHBRC are visible in all human settlements projects. Furthermore, improve the strategic capacitation of the NHBRC to improve its sustainability, efficacy, and efficiency of the organization into the future. Happy? We've discussed the use of inspectors, I know, in all the meetings that we've had. It might just probably be in how it's been put, but the issue of the inspectors, I know, is something very close to all our hearts. Happy there. Ensure that the NHBRC promotes good governance within the NHIBU. Ensure that the NHBRC promotes good governance within NHBRC. Where was it going to promote it? Where was it supposed to go to promote it? Okay, but anyway, as is evidenced by a clean audit opinion issued by the Auditor General. Are you happy with that sentence? Yes, Honorable Bafa?
Chair, I would suggest that ensure that the NHBRC promotes good governance as is evidenced by a clean audit opinion issued by the Auditor General.
Please.
So cut out the within.
Within the NHBRC.
Well,
you see.
Obviously, it can be.
Honorable Bacha, you see, and myself, we were on training at some point. We train people to speak English. Thank you very much. But you understand that correction? Thank you. Did NHBRC get a clean audit, by the way? Honorable Malas? Oh, sorry.
Right.
Yes, Honorable Malas.
Actually, that's the question that I wanted to ask, but I wanted to check whether if they had received a clean audit, it is not awkward for us to say to them they must promote that rather than sustain, if you want to put it that way, that they sustain what they had already got. But,
do they have a clean audit? Where did you get the clean audit? Does NHBRC have a clean audit? Smooth than a but maybe a report. Do they have a clean audit? So if you are not sure, take away that clean audit. So that you don't put yourself in a corner. That is unnecessary. Now we are catching you, and you allowed yourself to be caught. You could have just put that nice sentence without getting into the clean audit story. Leave the clean audit story. Yes.
It
doesn't have a clean audit, NHBRC. It doesn't. It does have an unqualified, but it doesn't have a clean audit. Ensure that suppliers are paid with the prescribed 30 days within, please. Within. Ensure that EAB improves the implementation of the One Learner, One Estate Agents program. Do we really, okay. Are we happy with that sentence? No, actually I do, but I don't want us to confine ourselves only to that program. Honorable Manas.
Thanks, Chair. I think the concern was far bigger than the program. It was about, and I remember we had this long discussion about, you know, efforts to make that industry more inclusive of the demographics of this country, you know, because we had previously expressed our unhappiness with the pace of the One Learner, One East Age Asian program. So it was about, you know, finding far stronger ways of, you know, making the estate agent industry more inclusive to reflect the demographics of the country.
Mm. Remember, because the attempt of that program is to try and make sure that it opens up, but it's not only the only way that is going to help to transform EAB. So when you put it like that, it's like that's the only thing that we are interested on, and yet we want the industry to actually fast track and open up for the people that are previously disadvantaged. Ensure that illegal estate agents are rehabilitated and registered in the EAB database. This would assist with revenue collection.
Chair, I'm not really sure that the purpose was to increase revenue collection, because I don't think that revenue collection is the only challenge or the main challenge that they have. I would rather say, as part of trying to open up to people across races, specifically those that are outside, which are black, I think it was mainly to assist in trying to address issues of transformation more than revenue collection.
So what you could do is then say, ensure that illegal estate agents are rehabilitated and registered in the database to deepen the transformation of the industry, if you want. But take out that sentence that talk about revenue collection. You understand, Anne? Because now the way you've put it is like, all we're interested on is money making. It's not about transforming the industry. Ensure that all entities have a transformation agenda that would empower previously disadvantaged communities, including women, youth, and people with disabilities. Ensure that CISOS conducts public awareness on its role and responsibilities. Ensure that CISOS fast tracks the drafting of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Department of Human Settlements and Treasury. The department should work on outstanding issues of the MOU regarding the collaboration with SARS. Are you happy with that sentence? Or they should stop where it says Human Settlement and Treasury and leave the next sentence. Are you comfortable with that sentence? Because remember, there is still an MOU that must be signed between the two departments. SARS, there's nothing that they can do until that MOU is reached. So there is not that MOU. So that second sentence actually is too much information at this point in time. I don't know how you feel about it. Or we leave it as it is? Somebody who's reading this thing would not understand what this means if I got information and he doesn't know what the background of this thing. And yet, if you just say, ensure that the CISOS fast-tracks drafting of the Memorandum of Understanding between itself, the Department of Human Settlement and Treasury, and leave the next sentence. Can I have a second? Yes. Another question. Are you comfortable with that?
Yes, I'm comfortable.
Because if somebody is taking this report of ours and read it, I don't understand, what is this SARS thing now? Because already, yet the first sentence is trying to talk about MOU. That's what I'm trying to mitigate, so that they understand. Are we happy with that? Okay. Yes, Honorable Volman, I'll say Honorable Baha. But no, before you take me back, are you happy with this last one?
Yeah, the last one.
We're fine. Okay. One, two, three, four. Okay. Number four, ensure that illegal estates, that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm there now.
I don't know how to phrase it, but if we were talking about a transformation in one of the and so that illegal estate agents are there in the company, most of your illegal estate, the rehabilitation of them would be
detrimental to your transformation agenda. And in that sense, I would rather have the department have a database of this illegal so that we can siphon through it. But if you just make it as a blanket approach, there's nothing that is going to come out transformational-wise out of, because most of the illegal estate agents are not the transformed ones.
Okay. Can we then probably say, in that sentence, because probably the way, let's just say, ensure that the illegal estate agents are rehabilitated and meet the requirements to be registered in the database of the AB. So that we don't say rehabilitated and then registered. They must always, for sure, for them to be registered, they must meet the requirements. Are we happy with that? So that we don't just rehabilitating, therefore they must be registered. Obviously, for them to be registered, they must meet the requirements.
Okay.
Yes,
Honorable. No, Benfuna Kuti, uvolmeranzi uyasimosha. Because he's introducing something new, which was not part of the discussion. Ndiyayiqonda kuba wayengekho kodwa ke makangasimoshi. But uyavumelana nawe.
Nivilele, they must meet the requirements and be registered. So that you don't give the impression that ngathi ba illegal, therefore after be rehabilitated ba registeriswe as if no baba they don't meet the requirements. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Taken, Chair?
Yes.
But my issue was about the rehabilitation part.
No, it's fine. Because you were not yet.
Bankrupt. If you are bankrupt and you talk about rehabilitation,
they must meet the requirements.
Well, then
meeting the requirements covers you.
It covers the
Okay. Thank you very much. Can I, with the amendments, can I get a move of the report?
Check.
Yes.
Just before, because I was almost a teacher, so I'm kind of.
I know. You were a teacher.
Page 8, ne? Is about mango suit, Gamalefa school, ayo mango suit. And. Oh, Ibona Sabe. And.
When you type something, you proofread it.
2.1. On 2.1, Chairperson, Paraganye Kralin, I think the pants were another unsacumbled objectives or what the human settlements. Kunenda Opa on page 2, yeah, Ekkalin, Apo Ian Zingati, the past tense in the objectives, the human settlements department, which should be on ease, not was.
Where are you now?
Point 2.0 is 2.1.
Which paragraph?
Kanye
paragraph.
The
okay.
Mandate of the department
was
to determine
okay.
It should be
ease
because it remains.
Yes, it does. Yes,
on 2.8. On 2.8 paragraph 2. Apo go to a 3.9 houses that the department has built thus far. Are you about 3.9 to only check? It just says 3.9 houses. They bought them down to 2.8.
3.9
what? It is, in a 3.9. Now I suspected about a million or something. And it's wrong on in a par. 3.9 houses in their conduct, but the whole men of our case is 3.9 or go back home in 1994. And that's a, you know, it's worse than a provided services for a band. On page 9, paragraph 2, there's where you talk about collaboration. And the collaboration is not specified, but it's collaboration with who or with what.
Page 9.
Yes, Chairperson. So the meeting is on camera. The end of now. On 2.8, page 11.
Oh, okay. 2.8?
Yes, page 11. Power bullet point E. The establishment of human settlements ombudsman to provide the citizens the ability to hold. And I'm not a quick cabin short part to provide the citizens the ability. Okay, the man the point got page 12.
To provide the citizens the ability to hold their government to account for its decision.
Is it correct?
I mean, that particular reference to the ombudsman was more of a complaint center, so that when there are housing-related complaints, they can be lodged with that institution or individual ultimately. So I think it's more about raising complaints related to, you know, housing projects or housing opportunities and just aggregate them in such a way, because it doesn't become an instrument of accountability but of seeking recourse when people have complaints.
Okay. Can you highlight it? Okay. All right. Kubake, Mr. Pachas, you know Chile.
The mayor of Chile, Konangeleli, Mr. Shires, Abasibezola, Nasikali.
We are very proud of you. Any other corrections? Okay, with those corrections and amendments, can I get a move for the report? Yes, Honorable Nkadi Meng. Seconded by?
But I think we should also thank the team, Chair. It's very detailed. Even the mistakes that were in there are just like, you know...
They're minute.
Yeah, they are typos. They are not like fundamental issues that affect the substance of the report.
Pat yourselves in the back. Then the last item, colleagues, because I don't want to leave these minutes because they are part of the report. The minutes of... Well, I've got two in front of me. The minutes of the 17th, well, I've got the minutes of the 17th first, which where the AG and the department spoke to us at Touch Hotel as part of the process. If I can get a mover of the first set of minutes. Honorable Baha, seconded by Honorable Ngadi Meng. The second set of minutes of the 18th is the entities. Is the entities that we met, NHFC, Ralph Schra, and Nature on the 18th at Touch Hotel. Can I get a mover in the second now? Honorable Soli Malazi, seconded by Honorable Stolik. The last set of minutes on the 19th at 9 at Committee Room 1, where we dealt with HDA, EAB, CSOS, and NHBRC on the 19th. Can I get a mover? Moved by Honorable Baha, seconded by Honorable Stolik. Thank you very much. That text?
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Paul Maran.
No. With
we are still on the as a package. Yeah, on the 17th, if that can just be rectified next to my name.
Next to you?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
I'm now IFP.
Are you not?
Yeah,
how do you make all the performance IFP, guys?
Cross the floor.
Oh, because you put AFP, you know. Yeah, now, please, man, in all due respect, don't make Honorable Vormar as IFP, man. Please. thank you very much. Those are the minutes and the reports. Yes, Honorable Sole?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I was just thinking about our recommendations about the target date, because we never say nothing about the target date in our recommendation. Nothing.
Absolutely. I agree. There's nothing zilch about target dates. Is there anything about target dates? Can you put up a write-up, please? Thank you very much, Honorable Stone. Thank you for that. Okay. Honorable Stolle, you can breathe a bit. We're still here. We didn't go to Singapore without you. Honorable Stolle, you know we care about you, so we decided that if you're not going, we are all not going. So we're still here. the meeting is adjourned. Colleagues, don't forget. The debate is on the 10th, on Thursday next week, at 4 o'clock at Old Assembly. There's a lot of interest in the debate on human settlement. We are getting a lot of people that want to be invited. So it's going to be a packed house. Be ready. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.